Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Essentially, what Dennis was saying, according to me, was that is that carnality is not necessarily evil. Eh? Well, I've spoiled everything you have said. In summary, carnality, by the way, doesn't mean evil. Eh? It doesn't. Eh? Do you know that watching football is carnal, eh? But it's not evil. You understand? Eh? Amen? Those things, eh? Girl time, eh? Yeah. If it is not the whole day, it is not evil, you understand? My wife was saying that it shouldn't be the whole day. Because she was like, women together the whole day, moving from Acacia Mall to Victoria Mall to Village Mall to Kansanga the whole day. What are they? You understand? Eh? Somehow it will end up in what? Something very evil. Eh? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, this is good. Eh? Amen. And, yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. So, people have their different needs. Eh? Some people's needs is to what? Is to make sure the glory of God increases in their work. And that's their work. Eh? That's their work. Other men have their work. Eh? Other men have their work. Eh? To what? Increase the glory what? In places. Glory be to God. Amen. So, you have been blessed by that. Glory be to God. So, give a big hand clap to Dennis. And, most of you had spent more than a year without seeing Sandra in front here. Eh? Give a big hand clap. Eh? Hallelujah. You don't know, eh? But I'm the one who made Sandra take off eh? From leading. I'm telling you, she can't say that, but I know it was me. Eh? Glory be to God. Eh? Amen. Yeah. Then one time, I had a dream. Eh? By the way, I've told many people that for me, eh, most of the time, I prefer symbolic dreams. I prefer those ones. Eh? You understand? Eh? I think, well, I don't know, but I think, even according to scriptures, eh, God's desire is, I think God's ultimate is to speak very like literal, you know what I mean? Eh? However, again, like how people have their needs, eh? Were interested. Now, for me, I love symbolic dreams. Eh? You know, I just love them. Eh? But not all the time. There's sometimes when I want some clarity. Eh? But I just love, because when I have a symbolic dream which is from the Lord, eh? I just know that's not my head. Eh? It's not, when you see, the devil couldn't have come up with this one. Eh? You know, eh? But God's ultimate is literal. Yeah? But you can tell God your interests, you know, by the way. And he'll speak to you like that. Eh? You know, not because now you're carnal, you're evil, you haven't yet grown to a certain level, that's why God has to knock you down. You know, eh? You know, things have to be put in context. Eh? You guys always remember that the truth is always in the middle of the road. The truth is always what? Not the extreme and the other one. Now, for example, this, many people right now, I'm sure even many of you, eh, right now everyone is darking, eh? You don't want to say about the Greek anything, the Hebrew anything, you understand, eh? People now are darking, I know, eh? And some of you, you're not happy, you're like, I would have explained this better with this word, you understand, eh? Now, the truth is in the middle of the road. You understand, eh? There is a time when God would want, you understand, the truth is in the middle of the road. It is not, you know, eh? Learn these things, eh? And then you will be stable. Because I know people who are blessing people. Of course, some were forcing it. It was carnal, eh? But some people were blessing people with sometimes coming up with a Greek or something, you know, eh? But right now, their blessing has decreased. Because now they are darkened. They don't want to be known as what? You understand? Eh? Again, like we said, be yourself, the way God wired you. And so like that, you know, the truth is always in the middle of the road, somewhere there. Amen? So now, they are literal dreams, they are symbolic. For me, most of the time I love, you know, but I know the truth, you understand. Anyway, why am I saying that? Sandra, after she had taken off from standing in front here, I had a dream. What was the dream? Do you remember it? Come and share it. For me, I forgot.
I'll just help you out with the first part.
No, the interpretation.
I think in Chikoni, yeah. There was a church called in Chikoni, somewhere in Chikoni, there's a church called, is it Church of the Redeemed?
The vicinity.
No, yeah, in the, church. Yeah, you were, yeah, he was in the vicinity of Church of the Redeemed.
Full gospel.
Something, exactly that one. And then, there were two presidents. There was a debate going on of presidents.
Presidential debate.
Yes, there was
Yes,
I think you can go on from there.
Yeah, never. You have just taken off wisely. So, in this dream, there had been a presidential debate that had happened. You understand? Yeah? And Sandra was the moderator. The one who asked, Mr. Museveni, you know, the oil contract, who has ever seen oil, you know those things, Chiza Besigye, you know those things, Now in the dream, Sandra had whatever the previous one, Amen. Now, the second presidential debate was coming up. You know, And Sandra was supposed to what? To again moderate, but she was somewhere in some kind of stuff, if you remember. She was somewhere in some kind of nonsense, Then what? Then the dream ended. You know, So, you know the interpretation, from where we have come. But if I'd thrown you that dream the first, before I told you, few people, but that thing meant she used to be here, moderate, you understand, Then now, it was time for her to come back, but she was what? Nowhere to be what? You understand, now that one, you can't say, now, if I dreamt when God wanted a literal dream, most probably that would be, this thing, I'm not sure, maybe it's because I like Sandra, and now you understand, So for me, sometimes I prefer what? This way. So I called that up. But do you know how many months I had that dream? How many months ago? It's a long time ago. So I don't know whether it was my fault to get her back or her fault, But it is many months, because it was last year. Last year, before your wedding, Can you imagine? Can you imagine how people can, No, I don't know if it was your fault or my fault, But it must be yours, For me, I'm a spiritual, I don't, girls, they out, those things. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Yes. Last week, we talked about the mind of Jesus, The mind of Jesus. But ideally, we should say the mind of Christ. But Christ and Jesus are the same thing. So we talk about the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, and how we can tap into that mind. The mind that knows everything. And one of the reasons we can tap into that mind, we say, is by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost and asking God for interpretation. Previously, we talked about the name of Jesus. Amen. How in the name of Jesus, you pray in the name, every prayer is answered. In the name of Jesus, demons can be cast out, the sick can be healed. You understand? Hallelujah. If you are Mganda and your clan doesn't eat cow, nsenene, in the name of Jesus, you eat nsenene and nothing, you won't get messed up. You understand? Because they will drink poisonous things. You understand? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Underwear, that thing came from, what some people should eat and what, you know. Some of these things, if you investigate them well, man, like you go to the where it began, the Greek of it, hey man, you can, you might whatever say, I'm no longer this tribe. Amen? Hallelujah. But I don't know, but I'll fire, yeah, anyway, yeah. In my free time, maybe, Amen? So today, we're going to talk about the Spirit of Jesus. The reason why I haven't said the Holy Spirit is because I want this to sound like a series. The name of Jesus, the mind of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus. You understand? But not that I plan these things. God, I see God, and then God tells me, talk about this this Sunday. Amen? But so we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. But when you see the sermon on the net, it will be entitled what? The Spirit of Jesus. Amen? And the scripture, I think it is in Philippians 1:19, where it refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You seen it there? As the Spirit of what? Of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, to be honest with you, the Holy Spirit, nothing ever happens on this earth, anything from of God, nothing ever happens without the Holy Ghost. Nothing. Amen? Nothing. These things of miracles, whatever in your birthday, your phone number, your grandmother's name, you understand? All those things cannot be without the Holy Spirit. You understand? Because those things are essentially the gifts of the Spirit. Healings, miracles, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It is the Holy Spirit. That's what I call gifts of the Spirit. Do you understand? You wouldn't have gotten born again if it hadn't been the Holy Spirit. Because it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin, convicted you of the need for Jesus. Do you understand? I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing. Even the fruit of the Spirit, you know, of course, that Spirit in that verse is talking about the human spirit, the born-again man in you, who bears fruit. But that born-again man, the Spirit in you, your spirit, can only bear fruit because the Holy Ghost is in there. The Holy Spirit is in there in your spirit. You understand? Amen? Even when you see Jesus, and Jesus comes in and walks in your room, do you know behind it, it is the Holy Ghost. Because for you to see Jesus, you know, what is in manifestation, that is basically an open vision. You know, an open view where you see Jesus live, you know. It is an open vision. And visions are of the Holy Spirit. You understand? The Bible says, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You know, you shall prophesy, you shall dream dreams, you shall see what? Visions. You see the Spirit when he's poured out. Even when Jesus comes, behind it all, it is the Holy Ghost. So there is absolutely nothing, that can happen in this earth without the Holy Spirit. That's how precious he is, and that's how important he is. Glory be to God. Amen? Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 18, Jesus said, before he left, he said, I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Another what? Another helper. You know, those of you who know Greek, it's what? It's what? You know, don't duck. You know, I mean, don't duck now, man, you know. You know, you know what Greek Hebrew. And it is, guys know, but you are all, you see now, you have swung to the other extreme. You understand? You have swung to the other extreme. I know I'm sounding controversial, but the truth is always in the middle of the road. I'm telling you, the truth, you know, I got these things when I was very young in the Lord by just reading Rick Joyner. Those things, the truth is always in the middle of the road. Not like this giving thing. God rarely does he say give everything away. You understand? Eh? And neither does he always say that what? Eat everything, save everything. Do you understand? Eh? So what is he saying? Do we give or we save or we eat everything? The truth is in the middle of the road. It is here. You understand? Eh? Now preachers would want you to think God wants you to give away everything. If you're keeping something and there's a need in church, in the ministry, then you can be made to feel guilty. You understand? Eh? But the truth is in the middle of the road. It is here. Now you have to discern where your truth is lying at that moment. You understand? Eh? Anyway, another helper, push, you know it. Eh? Allos Parakletos. Glory be to God. You guys don't know that? Now I know why God sent you to LAT. It's a common thing everywhere, you understand? Because right now people are ducking from Greek and Hebrew. You know, it is allos. Allos, that another is allos. There's another in the Greek, which is heteros. You know, allos means, of the same kind. Another of the same kind. Heteros means another of a different kind. Like if I have a car, a BMW, what any? Let me not go into cars. I'll expose my what? Ignorance. Eh? Now, like I have this phone. Eh? Now, if I say I'm going to get, an allos, it will mean something exactly like this. You understand? Eh? If I say I'm gonna get heteros, it would mean another phone, but not to the same kind. You understand? Allos would mean exactly like this one. Glory be to God. And so that's why there's this thing like heterosexual, you understand? Man and woman, heterosexual, different, Glory be to God. So Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he will give you allos Parakletos, another of the same kind, one just like me. You understand? No difference, no one just like me. Glory be to God. And that is the Holy Spirit. You understand? The Holy Spirit is exactly like Jesus. He talks like Jesus. He feels like Jesus. You understand? He can do all that Jesus would do. Glory be to God. He's not in any way inferior. You understand? Eh? Another of the same kind, the exact same kind. You put the Holy Ghost here, you put Jesus here, cannot differentiate them. Glory be to God. Doing everything that Jesus would do when he was on the earth. Glory be to God. That's why, again, I say miracles, healings, the Bible calls them the gifts of the Spirit. You understand? Eh? When Jesus would see someone and discern people's hearts, and he knows what people are thinking, the Holy Ghost now does that through you. Hallelujah. Exactly like Jesus. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? He'll give you another, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus abode, that does not exist, I don't know. Abode, it's there, but I don't know if it is a past tense of this. And he abode with what? With the disciples for just 3 years. It wasn't forever. But then say, now when the Spirit comes, he'll abide with you forever. Glory be to God. And then he says he will be with you and he will be in you. Jesus was never in anybody. He was just hanging out, boys day out, Hallelujah. Some of you think that is blasphemy. Well, those are yours. Jesus used to hang out. He used to hang out with Lazarus and those guys. You understand? Mary and Martha. You take a chill and then, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. When I was thinking about this, I thought about, there's a lady here, She told me that she lost her parents many years ago when they were kids. You see. But then she told me that when the mother passed away, she has an aunt who was in the UK, out of the country, you know, and the woman like abandoned whatever she was doing out of the country, and she came. You know, Then she told me how this lady, their aunt, has been so good to them. You see, she helped to complete the house. The parents are left incomplete, you know. Recently, they had to say, let's get like a title, you know. And the lady was like, put it in your names, you know, kids, you know. And they had to tell her, no, auntie, also your name should be. And she was like, no, you know. Now to me, I was seeing someone like another of the same kind. You understand? And now, you know, like your mama has gone, then your auntie like abandons everything, like career. She told me that the auntie, in fact, never got one. Because she was like, these are my kids. It is my project. Doesn't that sound like another or the same kind? You understand? In fact, that thing can be so dangerous. And you even start thanking God. Like, if it is too good, can you even thank God that you're like, I haven't said anything, okay? Glory be to God. Amen? But now that is what the Holy Ghost is, the helper. The Bible, that helper, if you read it in Amplified, it is the advocate, the comforter, the counselor, the helper. You understand? That is what the Holy Spirit is supposed to be to us. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Just imagine now like Elvis, you know, and Elvis says, I'm going away. But he's not going away. There's a group of people who are scared. That's very soon, you understand, they wrap up. But there's a catalog somewhere of dreams. You understand? Which I have, you understand? And there's none that points to him leaving. Of course, I know some things to happen, they're conditional, you understand? Or people can choose otherwise, you understand? But the one from the Holy Ghost, you know, this one even, I heard about it yesterday, you know, on Friday, another one. And there's nothing like it leaving. Glory be to God. There can be changes of things, structure, you understand? But the living, no. If it's to leave, it can just be like for a week, for 2 weeks. But forever, you know, No. He's here. Tumulina, you understand? He's not leaving us. He's not. I don't see it. I don't. But I could be wrong, but right now I know I'm not wrong at all. Glory be to God. Now, just imagine he's going like to South Africa for like 2 weeks or something like that. Then, he's like, but as I'm going, there is a, let's say maybe Prophet Michael, Chiganda. Then he said, now in the meantime, I'm living with someone exactly like me. You understand? I don't know whether he's exactly like him, but I'm just trying to say, like a prophet who can, you understand, who's shout, you know, Hallelujah. Amen. There's a dream, there's someone in this place who had a dream, some time ago, where God was showing him the extent of the prophetic he's gonna operate in. And Elvis was also there, and Elvis was also shocked. Like, where did this guy, you understand? Anyway, another of the same kind, Allos Parakletos. That is what the Holy Ghost is to us. Hallelujah. So now he lives in you. That means that you can relate with him. You understand? There's a verse which says that he will tell you things to come. You understand? In fact, just say he will take of what is mine and reveal it to you. You understand? Hallelujah. He called him the Spirit of Truth. You don't have to walk. Some stupid guy didn't have to lie to you. Some stupid chick didn't have to play around with your head, and before you know it, you're walking down the aisle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was telling some people that in my single days, what? I made those 6 months. You read now, like, yeah, they call it okustadinga. Now okustadinga, you know, this guy that is interested in the glory, beagala. Then she begins to act like, you understand, like she's interested in the glory, you know, just playing with your nut. But you can see, and some of the things were so obvious. Just see, this is fair, you know. Then I would laugh, you know. Hallelujah. Why I would know those things, because the Holy Ghost is in me, the Spirit of Truth. Hallelujah. You know, so he speaks to you. He witnesses to your inner man. Glory be to God. And of course, he's always assuring you that you're a child of God, that God is your father. I think it says something like that in Romans 8, you know, where it says that, you know, he bears witness with your spirit. You know, he cries out, Abba Father, you know, letting you know that you are a child of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. Allos Parakletos. Glory be to God. Amen. In fact, Jesus said somewhere, I think in John 16, I think 7 somewhere, he says that actually it's better that I depart, that the Holy Spirit comes. It's better that I depart. That's why I'm telling you that, man, some aunt of yours can be so nice to you, and you're like, man, it was better. I mean, Jesus said, you know, if he says this about himself, what about a human being? I mean, you people, put the things in context, you know, what about a human being? I was telling some people on Thursday that Jesus said that you will do greater works than me. Jesus said you do greater works than me. Now, people are offended when someone comes up and says, I'm going to do greater prophetic stuff than Elvis. But they don't offended that Jesus is saying that you do. Now, if you're supposed to do greater than Jesus, what about Brother Mbonye? You understand? So you wonder where these people read the Bible, I know you're here right now, what I've said. But you guys, you know what I mean. If you're going to do greater than what? Jesus. That means that you're going to do greater than anybody. Jesus is not even the limit. Jesus said, I'm not the limit. I'm not. Now, if Jesus is not the limit, why, Evelyn, are you trying to make Elvis the limit? Think about these things, you guys, before you become very what? Very what? Not carnal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians, you see, one time I told Elvis, I told him, by the way, but I was joking, of course, but I told him, man, these days I'm prophesying more than you do. I told him, and I told some people that in case he has forgotten, God remind him. You know, how do you guys think there's something wrong with my head? I told him, I don't know whether he laughed or he just kept quiet. I guess he knew it wasn't right. You understand? Amen. Because when you tell me to prophesy, I would freak out. There used to be days when I knew he was going to call me on Tuesday to preach, and I would switch off my phone. I'm telling you. I mean, some of us, you just see us here prophesying with confidence. But we have come from far. I would switch off my phone. So he can't get me. Hallelujah. Then there was a time he called me, say, you're preaching. On a Tuesday. He called me Tuesday afternoon. He said, you're preaching today. I told him, no, I can't. So he told me, well, so the fellowship won't happen. Because I'm leaving, I'm going to Entebbe to seek the Lord. So if you're not preaching, the fellowship. Glory be to God. So man, now just imagine Zoe not happening. Just because Elvis is like, for me, you know him. Because he doesn't know what happens at fellowship. He only gets to know when he arrives. You understand? Eh? Does his thing and goes away. So he doesn't know. So he's like, you're the one who knows what you do at fellowship, you know? So for me, anyway. So of course I had to compose myself. Glory be to God. Amen. But, somehow I've been, glory be to God. Allos Parakletos, advantage as it comes. I'm telling you, since there's this scripture that Jesus is not the limit. Just say, you know, I'm telling you, I don't know when that day will come, but it's coming. It is coming. Glory be to God. Maybe it will come when Elvis is raptured and I'm still around. But I'll do this prophetic more than him. I'm telling you, it's coming. Some of you are angry. But Jesus said, you know, this is why people need to come for Bible study. This is why people need to read their Bibles. Glory be to God. Elisha did greater than Elijah, didn't he? Didn't he? Was Elijah the limit? So why, you know, and God loves those things. Now, like Rick Joyner and Sid Roth, they are on a competition. Who will walk closer with God than the other? You understand? 2 years ago, I guess it was, Rick Joyner was taken to heaven, you know, for like 8 hours. And the Lord told him that now you have become my friend. Previously, you are just my servant, but now we are friends. You understand? And now, so he was on Sid Roth, and now they're like, now, you know. And those are good competitions. They're not evil. Who walks with the Lord closer? You see, in the book, The Final Quest, you see, Jesus told Paul that up until 1990-something, when that book was written, when he had those experiences, he told him that up until now, the person who has walked closest with me is Paul. And Jesus said that, I wish. He said that, but anyone can do better than Paul. You understand? He said, anyone can do better than Paul. Now, if I wake up one day and I say that my ambition is to walk closer with the Lord than Paul did, is that evil? It's a very godly desire. You know? Amen? You know that story, how Enoch walked with God? That's so intimate. You know? Enoch walked with God, then he was translated, raptured. Amen? Now, years ago, Enoch appeared to Paul, Prophet Jesus. You've heard this story, And Enoch was saying, Jesus, that why are you trying to outdo me? But wasn't saying it in a bad way, but it was kind of like an encouragement. That man, you know. Glory be to God. Very soon, there are going to be an Allos Parakletos, where it will even be advantageous. There are 12 visits in South Africa. You understand? I know you guys, you understand? That's what can you imagine what that guy said, He didn't like Elvis. Now he's saying Elvis is not the greatest. I haven't said Elvis is not the greatest. I've just said that a day will come when someone is doing a greater work. Just like Jesus said, you shall do greater work. But the way I know Elvis, it will be very hard to outdo him. And this is first taken out what? Translated. Because it's too far. It's too far. So I don't know whether what I'm talking about is possible. But all things are what? Are possible. If you have the Holy Ghost in you. You understand? Because the same Holy Ghost that is working in Prophet Elvis is the same one in you. He's the same one. There's somewhere I read and someone was saying, no man of God has a copyright to the Holy Spirit. No man of God has a copyright to the Holy Spirit. No one man of God has a copyright to hearing God. You understand? Zero. The same Holy Ghost in Barbara is in you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't get that. Like, this guy is saying things no one else can say. But it's because I read the Bible. Yeah? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there's some aspect of the Holy Ghost I hope we shall be able to feed, but we're going to now rush after all this kind of stuff of greater than, you know, Elvis, yeah. Yeah, it's not carnal, it's spiritual. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it says that in him, in Jesus, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed. Eh? You see? You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. The Bible says you are sealed with what? With the Holy Spirit. So when I quickly look at the Holy Spirit as a seal. The Holy Spirit as a what? As a seal. You are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption? You see, a guarantee there means if you're gonna buy something, like a phone, it's 1M, then you deposit what? 100,000. That's a guarantee. You know that you will come back to get the whole thing, to pay up everything, and then tell you, Now, the Holy Ghost has a seal. You see, in Jewish weddings, and I think even most cultures, even up to now, like in the Western culture, when a guy, let's say like gives an engagement ring to someone like, it symbolizes like the beginning of something. But that ring doesn't mean that it's over. Like that is the end. It is talking about that now it has started, but there are greater things to come. You understand? There's a completion to be done. Glory be to God. Now, we as a bride of Christ, the church, when we are sealed with the Holy Ghost, the Bible is so clear. It says that he is a guarantee of our inheritance until the possession, the redemption. You see, another version says that he is a down payment. Glory be to God. It means that now that the Holy Ghost is in us, there are greater things to come. You understand? One of the things it means is that our groom, Jesus, the husband to the church, he's coming back. He's coming back and he's coming to take us home. You know what I mean? Glory be to God. Now he's in you, and because of that thing, that awareness, that assurance that he always gives us, talking about Jesus, you see, that causes us to always be Jesus-minded. You understand? Because first of all, the Holy Ghost was never sent to testify about himself. Jesus said, you testify of me. Glory be to God. Amen? So with the Holy Ghost in us, it is, he's talking to, as a seed, he's talking to us about the greater things to come. Hallelujah. The greater things what? To come. You know, now greater things in every sense. You understand? Including the gifts of the Spirit. The Bible says in Hebrews 6, verse 5, it talks about the powers of the age to come. Jesus visited Kenneth again years ago, and Jesus told him that phrase, the powers of the age to come, it means the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit, the ability to see someone's name, to address something, miracles, all those things, the healings. Jesus said that is what? The powers of the age to come. Now, in this dispensation, we are only testing the powers of the age to come. The Holy Ghost, by his gifts of the Spirit, enables us to test. You understand? To test. You see? And now he wants us to test as much as we want. Glory be to God. Now, exactly, you see? So the maximum testing It's not supposed to be Benny Hinn, Elvis. You know, it is not. You can test as much as you want, but whichever level you experience, you're still testing. You're still testing. You're still testing. You know, but there's an age that is coming where we shall enter the fullness of it. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Now, how much of the powers of the age do you want to what? To test? Some of you have limited yourself to something less than Elvis. And that's okay. That's okay if that's what you want to test. You see, Now, the great thing about Elvis, he hasn't limited himself to anybody. He hasn't. You see, years ago, I attended a conference where Kim Clement, the late, was ministering. You see, he was ministering, and man, the girl was powerful. Actually, he came to our church in the States. I saw him twice, man. Great, a great presence, a prophet, you know. Then I came back, I told Elvis that, man, Kim Clement. Now, Elvis, what? You mean you saw Kim? Then went and told Alpha. I've met a guy who has ever seen Kim Clement. Here we are, but there's a guy who has actually seen those guys who we admire. And he has seen them before us, You see, But I told both of them, I was like, you guys, to be honest, what you guys are doing is greater. The only difference is you don't yet have that platform, like the world to know you, I'm telling you, 10 years ago, what Elvis was doing was greater than Kim Clem. I'm telling the truth. It was. But only that, their time hadn't yet come to get on the platform. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen. Not like me. Let me talk about the Holy Ghost. The down payment. You understand? He helps us to, number one, look forward. You know, the Bible says in Revelations 19:7-9, it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. You see, Now, this is talking about, there's a time that is coming when the church is going to be raptured. You understand? Now, we as a bride of Christ, you all know, Jesus paid the price, the dowry, the bride price. He paid for us with his own blood. He gave up everything. You understand? Then he left. And in the Jewish culture, that's what would happen. You see, you do the bride price, you know, and then you give like a ring and all the things. Then the groom would leave to go and prepare a house. You know, a house for the bride. You understand? Then later he would come back to pick the bride. You understand? He would come back to pick her and take her home. You understand? Now that's what essentially Jesus did. He paid the price, the bride price. Then he left. The Bible says that he said that, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you also may be. Then he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. So he's coming back. You and I, he's coming. That's why the Holy Ghost is in us as a seal, as an engagement ring. He's coming back. You know, So when he would come back, the groom would take the bride to the bridal her chamber, and they would be there 7 days. You understand? 7 days. Meanwhile, people are there feasting about 7 days. That's why I believe the tribulation period will be 7 years. You see, Calculator thinks it will be with 3.5, that we shall be raptured, that people like in the middle of the week. You know those things, Amen. And he could be right, but now for me, I also have my opinion. You understand? Don't let any man of God make you drop your opinions, especially when they are not really foundational, they're gonna throw you into hell. Hallelujah. I've told Calculator that I believe it is 7. Then Calculator, and man, it's good with scriptures, especially those end time things. So you just have to depart and say, okay, I have heard I have heard what you are saying, but for me, I believe 7 years. You even get angry because the guys, what, outsmarted you, eh? Eh. But so, they'll be in the bridal chamber for 7 days. Eh? Then when they would come out, that's why now there will be the marriage supper. You know what I mean? Eh? And that marriage supper, this that we have said, will happen after the rapture, after we've been in heaven for 7 years, if you're going with me, you know, eh? And then you shall come back, and there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb. Eh? Amen? Which will kick off the millennial age, the 1,000 years, eh? The reign of Christ. Glory be to God. So Jesus is coming back. Eh? The Holy Ghost is there as a down payment that is coming back to complete what he began. Glory be to God. Amen? Huh? There's that slang that we now, Okumalake Chenda, you know, eh? You guys know soccer. Amen? Amen? And again, he's also telling us that these powers that you're testing, just getting a birthday in the world, you know, eh? A birthday, a street, you answer. He says, now you're just testing, eh? But greater is coming. Amen? Greater is coming. Isn't that awesome, eh? Amen? But that all is being done by who? The Holy Spirit. Hmm? In addition to that, he's there to witness unto you that one day, this frail body will be changed. The mortal body. Hmm? Someone said, I read someone, and I think obviously also said, that you will never know what freedom is, liberty, until one time you get out of your body. You didn't realize how this body man is messing you up. Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, he says that, but if the Spirit, Romans 8 verse 11, if the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Amen? Right now it can happen to in measures, but a day will come when it will be a complete work. You see, at the rapture especially, when the Bible says in the twinkling of an eye, you see a mortal body, then it will become immortal. You know what I mean? It's coming. Glory be to God. That same chapter from verse 22 to 24, it says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body. Then he says, for this hope, we were saved. The redemption of the body. Hmm? Now the Holy Ghost is there to let you know that he's a down payment. One day, you will know sickness no more. Glory be to God. One day, you will know sickness no more. Hmm? But for now, you can actually test the power of the age to come. Eh? Amen? For now, you don't have to, what? To have labor pains. Eh? You don't have to, eh? You don't have what? You don't have to. You all know that. Labor pains came as a result of the fall. Eh? You don't have to, eh? Actually, if you really don't have faith, what? Eh? See, no? You can just go for a Caesar. A cesarean section. Hallelujah. You can get what? But you can also, if there's, you're in a place, there are no hospitals, you understand? Eh? You can give pain, you understand? Eh? Pain free, eh? Give birth, eh? Pain free, eh? Amen? Yeah, but I haven't heard so many stories of ladies. Eh? There's one I've had who gave birth to 2 kids like that. She would just get some discomfort, some disgust. Then she says, that's bad, man, let's go. Then they reach hospital, pew, and the baby's out. 2 kids. Eh. But what helped her, I think, the first pregnancy and the second, she read some book by some Jewish lady. This is a book. Eh? I don't know it. Eh? You women are the ones who know it. I mean, yeah. It helped her. Yeah. You're listening. Eh? Glory be to God. Now, how are we going to test those powers of the age to come? Eh? Amen? Essentially, it is for those who love God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, it says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and what? No heart, no mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But he said, but the Spirit has revealed them unto us. Glory be to God. These things include the powers of the age to come, where you can see them now. They can be manifest now, but they are reserved for those who love God. So now that's how you ignite, you know, the engine of the Holy Ghost in you as a seed, by loving God. Now, it doesn't have to be the gifts of the Spirit. It can do anything in life. Prosperity, you understand? Prosperity is reserved for those who love God. Glory be to God. It is loving God, and that's when you experience these things that are reserved for us. Glory be to God. Is this making sense? Which is very difficult stuff. Amen. Glory be to God. The other thing about the Holy Spirit as a seal, you remember we're talking about the Holy Spirit as a seal, is it also has to do with protection, divine protection. The Bible, somewhere in Revelation 7, verse 1-3, it says that then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Till we have what? And that seal meant protection. Now, Ephesians 1, 11, 13, 14, it says, you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. You are what? You are sealed. So this essentially means that there must be a demonstration of divine protection over you, where the enemy can't touch you. He can't do nothing. Glory be to God. You remember that thing, that experience Elvis shared, was it in December? When like a spirit like appeared to him, then he swayed and see. Then he told it, but you know that you can do nothing to me. Then the thing said, yes, I know. You understand? No, that is divine protection. Because you're sealed with the Holy Ghost. Amen? However, even this, there's something you have to do to activate it. It is not automatic. You can't just say you're born again, therefore, divine, you know, it is assured. I can assure you, you will get messed up. Glory be to God. Again, this is also activated by a love for God, a passionate love for God. Just like the word which said that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the things God has planned for those who love Him. Even this one, it is for those who love God. Glory be to God. Where nothing, absolutely nothing can touch you. You cannot be harmed by anything. The devil can't do nothing to you. For him to do something to you, he first has to get you out of the protection zone. You entice you out of it, then you come on this ground and then what? He messes you up. But when you are in the love zone, you know, loving God with you cannot be harmed. Glory be to God. That's what the scripture says. I know experiences and stories, testimonies allude to otherwise. But for me, I'm telling you what the Bible says. Glory be to God. Even me, I have suffered harm. Sometimes. But it's not my daily experience. Every harm. Every time the testimony, thank God, man, I was knocked the leg. But then I went to the doctor, now I'm fine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't have so many testimonies like that of harm happening. Amen? And no one does. No one does. Everyone, you know, but we're still here. You know, but we're supposed to grow in it. Where we live in a harm-free zone. Glory be to God. Amen? It is possible. It is what? It is possible, and that's what God's will is for you. Are you listening to me? Again, because the Holy Spirit is in you as a what? As a seal. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. Psalm 91, Allos, Parakletos. Recently, I think last week, I was doing just an inventory of my prophecies. Hmm? You guys are very sharp, man. Hmm? I'm not boasting, I'm just trying to tell you what the seal has done, you understand? Hmm? I can begin here on this run, you know, but mine don't have phone numbers, they don't have countries, they don't have, you understand? But we're getting there, you understand? Amen? One time we were praying here on Thursday, then the Lord led me, we're just praying, yes, long time, last year, towards the end of the year, then the Lord led me to pray for Sandra, just so I got her. Then I began to prophesy freedom, you understand, liberty, you understand, to walk into her calling, everything that has bound her, broken. Eh? Then the morning she got up, she told me, do you know what? Eh? Over the whole week she has been saying that her life is not making progress. There's something stopping her, you understand? Eh? So I just got her and I spoke, you know. Eh? Then a few months later, down the road, things happened. Eh? But she didn't give the glory to me. Eh? Hallelujah. She, you know, eh? That's what most humans do, most people do. Eh? And you understand, but I didn't want the glory, of course. The glory belongs to what? Fiona, last week, I gave you a prophecy about praise. Then you told me a few days ago, Alpha told you the same thing to join the worship team. I'm telling you, I'm telling the truth. So, you know, Kati, what we're going to do, we're going to take it higher. To Allos Paracletos, but advantageous. Hmm? Another like Elvis, eh? But you're like, it's better you went to South Africa for 2 weeks. God, I'm not, but Elvis is my friend, so understand what I'm saying, eh? Amen? However, I just don't want to be shallow, eh? So you have to grade the greatest, then you make that one, eh? You understand, eh? Like, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Are you guys going to report me to Elvis? You're going to report me to the board? Eh? Then they'll put guards not to allow me in. Eh? Of course, I'm joking. Eh? Hallelujah. But most of you know those dreams. Eh? I had a dream years ago. Eh? I don't know why for me, some things take long for me. Eh? For others, they happen chap chap. Eh? I don't know. Eh? But there's a statement Rick Joyner made and he makes, which of course didn't, it is not scripture, so don't get me wrong. Eh? It is not scripture, but he says, he always says that, usually the things which happen very quickly, eh? Again, it's not scripture, eh? The middle is in the truth is there. So don't jump away with what I'm saying. Eh? But and he says not all, but usually, the things which happen so fast are usually insignificant. You know, eh? You understand? They say, but those things which took long, you understand? It's like, you know, like now when Sarah Dad came, says that it's a foundation, eh? And say that the greater the structure, the longer, you know, the deeper the foundation, eh? Has to be, eh? Hmm? But I hope you guys know what Sarah Dad came to do. Do you know what the guy came to do? You don't know. You just, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to, but then I had this dream, eh? When I was introducing someone to Elvis, eh? You know, eh? Like you're saying, Elvis meets Sandra. Eh? And in the dream, you know how in the dream you can see yourself? Eh? Hmm? Now in this dream, you know, I could see myself. You've had that dream. Eh? And I looked exactly like Elvis. It was Elvis. You couldn't differentiate us. Eh? Then 3 years later, I was in Zoe, open house. Eh? Before I came up to lead, then Paul, I didn't know him at that time. He came to me and said, he said, me, man of God, I had this dream. Where he saw Elvis ministering to people. Then at a certain point, he got tired. Then he handed over to me the mic and said, proceed. Eh? Then he's like, but by the way, you guys, what you don't know. Elvis is telling people. He said, by the way, you guys, what you don't know is that I and Moses are twins in the spirit. Glory be to God. So when I'm telling you about Allos Paracletos, I know what I'm talking about. But it has taken long, eh? It has taken long, but there's a Thursday, you guys, eh? A Thursday. You know, when Someone said that those who don't come on Thursday, they don't know LAT. But the great stories are shared, great things are shared on Thursdays, not on Sunday. So there's a Thursday where I shared, I think that day or the previous day, I had a dream. Beginning of the year, like I wrote, I made a 40-day fast. One of the things I was praying for was about the glory of God filling LAT. The other thing was about the prophetic tree. Because of these promises I'm looking at, twin LV, do you understand? But then you don't, you know, okay, you prophesy things happen, but you don't see this real thing that can get a new vision. Not that I want you to get a new vision. You understand? Yes, so I was praying now on the third day of the fast, the 40-day, you know, or the 40-day fast, the third day. So that must have been like 3rd January. That's when I had a dream when Shepherd Bushiri, Shepherd Bushiri came and did something to my head. I don't want to say Awashimani Mushimani, because if I say it here what he did to me, some of you might never come back. So that's a count. You understand? But he did something to my head, something very prophetic. You understand? And God is like, now, you know, Hallelujah. Yeah. I think the Lord is leading me to share all these things. Alos, Parakletos, Advantageous, you know. I guess to awaken, whatever your expectations, when you come on Sunday, when you come on Thursday, because these gifts cannot flow where there is no expectation. All this has told me that, man, sometimes someone can cut you off and you can't see anything about them. But just show and believe, you know. But when there's that, now, that's one of the things that is helping him, by the way. Right now, Zoe is charged. The only thing people want from Elvis are prophecies. And that's not wrong, because that's what he's supposed to do, So people come, 7,000 people are there crying for prophecy. Now, why can't it manifest? You understand? Expectancy, that's the key thing, Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Then you know that dream, was it last week, when he prayed for me and Paul and then something. You understand? All those are prophetic things. Chinechintu, we are going to take it higher and higher. Glory be to God. And we are not going to stop on Allos Parakletos. We are going to end on, it is advantageous that I go away. It is there in the Bible. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. But you guys don't know, a lot of my life is very controversial. I'm telling you. You are skin, I made school. You know, when I was always there and there was no controversy about me, it was like I wasn't living. So sometimes I would deliberately create, then there you get what? You start living. But this whole thing of what, hi, how are you? You know, God is good. You know, where there's no control. That life is boring. Glory be to God. But it has to be good. And it is not controversy. It is scripture. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Amen. The protection of the seed has to be activated. It is not automatic. Amen. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Then he says, surely what? From the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his charge, his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. With long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my great salvation. That is why the Holy Ghost is there in your life as a seal for divine protection. Glory be to God. And to let you know that Jesus is coming back. That engagement ring he gave you or the Holy Ghost was just a down payment. He's coming back for us to finish what he started. Hallelujah. That now means that somehow you should be Jesus-minded. You should be heavenly-minded, looking forward to his coming. That's why it says in Revelation that the Spirit says, you know that, come, Lord Jesus. You see the Spirit is not saying, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. As a seal, as the engagement ring, or the greater things to come. Amen? And don't forget, those greater things include the powers of the age to come. You understand? Don't make any human your limit. Don't. Even Jesus did not allow us to make him our limit. He didn't. He said, you shall do greater. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've been blessed? Raise your hands and thank God for what you've had. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.